From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama pledges to hunt down the perpetrators. U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed to help France in hunting down the perpetrators of Friday's Paris attacks and said he plans to redouble efforts to eliminate the Islamic State group known in Arabic as Daesh. The U.S. leader spoke on Sunday after meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of the G20 summit in this Turkish Mediterranean resort.
As was true with the terrible attacks that took place in Ankara, the killing of innocent people based on a twisted ideology is an attack not just on France, not just on Turkey, but it's an attack on the civilized world.
Mr. Obama pledged solidarity with France and condemned the coordinated attacks Friday night in the French capital, looking to Turkey as an important ally.
So the discussion we had today, I think, was very helpful in helping to continue to coordinate the work that we're doing together to help to fortify the borders between Syria and Turkey that allowed Daesh to operate. We discussed the progress that's been made in diplomatic talks in Vienna, led by our foreign ministers, and an insistence that we will redouble our efforts working with other members of the coalition.
Meanwhile, French police have detained six people who were close to one of the terrorists who attacked Paris Friday night. Police said Sunday the father, brother, and sister-in-law of Omar Ismail Mostafi were among those detained. Mostafi was one of the seven attackers who died during the simultaneous attacks. A French official said he was known to police as a petty criminal, and that was all. This is VOA News. Egyptian police say the bodies of 15 African migrants were found shot dead in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel. Another eight migrants were also found wounded in the attack. Officials say the migrants were found early Sunday morning south of the town of Rafah. It was not clear who had attacked the migrants or where they originated from. The Sinai Peninsula is a major route for African migrants trying to reach Israel. The U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State group in Libya. Abu Nabil was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. A Pentagon spokesman said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. World powers have made headway on a plan for a political transition in Syria. However, the Paris terrorist attacks overshadowed their talks in Vienna on Saturday. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the report.
Members of the International Syria Support Group said the deadly attacks in Paris and the Islamic State States' claim of responsibility had strengthened their resolve to find a political resolution to Syria's crisis. Negotiators agreed to try to bring Syrian government and opposition representatives into UN-mediated talks by January. They also set a timeline for a plan that could lead to free and fair elections. But old disagreements festered, such as the status of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But some say even if negotiators reach a final agreement, getting buy-in from the Syrian people could be difficult. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Vienna.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A report on Sunday from South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea has declared a no-navigation zone off its eastern coast, a sign it could be preparing to test launch a missile. The zone is in effect from November 11th to December the 7th, according to an unnamed government source quoted by Yonhap. Another anonymous government source says it's possible the North could be preparing to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile. Myanmar President Thein Sein is promising a smooth transition to a new government in an attempt to remove fears the military will once again ignore the results of a free election. Thein Sein made the promise during a meeting with several political parties in Yangon Sunday, 1 week after a historic election won by opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party in a stunning landslide over the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the Islamic State group cannot be contained and must be defeated as she and two other Democratic presidential candidates faced off at a debate on Saturday night. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.